John chapter 19. Therefore, at that time, Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they threw a purple garment around him. And they came to him and said, Rejoice, King of the Jews! And slapped him. And Pilate went outside again and said to them, Behold, I am bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Then Jesus came out, wearing the thorny crown and the purple garment. And he said to them, Behold the man. When therefore the chief priest and the attendants saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify! Crucify! Pilate said to them, You take him and crucify him, for I do not find fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard this word, he became frightened the more, and he entered into the praetorium again and said to Jesus, Where are you from? But Jesus gave him no answer. Therefore Pilate said to him, You do not speak to me. Do you not know that I have authority to release you, and I have authority to crucify you? Jesus answered him, You would have no authority against me if it were not given to you from above. For this reason, he who has delivered me to you has the greater sin. From then on, Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, If you release this man, you are not a friend of Caesar. Everyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar. Pilate, therefore, when he heard these words, brought Jesus outside and sat down on the judgment seat in a place called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. And he said to the Jews, Behold, your king! They cried out then, Take him away! Take him away! Crucify him! Pilate said to them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priest answered, We have no king except Caesar. Therefore, at that time, he delivered him to them, that he might be crucified. Therefore they took Jesus. And bearing the cross for himself, he went out to the place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and with him two others, on this side and that, and Jesus in the middle. And Pilate wrote a notice also and put it on the cross, and it was written, Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews. This notice, therefore, many of the Jews read, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. The chief priest of the Jews therefore said to Pilate, Do not write, the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. The soldiers then, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, a part for each soldier. And they took the tunic as well. But the tunic was seamless, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore to one another, Let us not tear it, but let us cast lots for it to see whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled which says, They divided my garments among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots. So then the soldiers did these things. And there were standing by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, and Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary the Magdalene. Then Jesus, seeing his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, said to his mother, Woman, Behold, your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold, your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things had now been finished, and so that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. There was lying there a vessel full of vinegar. Therefore, they put a sponge full of vinegar on hyssop and brought it to his mouth. Then when Jesus had taken the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and delivered up his spirit. Then the Jews, since it was the day of preparation, and so that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath day was a great Sabbath, requested of Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. The soldiers, therefore, came and broke the legs of the first man and of the other man who had been crucified with him. But coming to Jesus, when they saw that he had already died, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately there came out blood and water. And he who has seen this has testified, and his testimony is true. And he knows that he says what is true, that you also may believe. For these things happened, that the scripture might be fulfilled, No bone of his shall be broken. And again another scripture says, They shall look on him whom they pierced. And after these things, Joseph from Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but a hidden one for fear of the Jews, requested of Pilate that he might take the body of Jesus away. And Pilate allowed it. He came, therefore, and took his body away. And Nicodemus, he who had come to him the first time by night, came also, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes of about 100 pounds. Therefore they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with the spices, as is the custom of the Jews for burying. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had ever yet been laid. Therefore, because of the day of preparation for the Jews, and because the tomb was near, they laid Jesus there.